Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Let's say hello to Dawn Jackson Blattner, the author and registered dietitian and nutritionist. You can find her on Instagram at DJ Blattner. Here she is to give us more good eating and nutrition ideas. How are you, Dawn?
Ooh, thanks for having me. I'm feeling good. I just got home from my weightlifting class. I had a big green smoothie with flax seeds and berries. I'm feeling good. I'm ready for you. I am ready.
What kind of exercising do you do?
Oh, I'm a big, I like to feel strong. So I love my weightlifting class. I do it in a class because I also love music and I love socializing. So it's really fun. I usually am there Monday and Tuesday, Thursday and Friday. Love it.
I saw a couple of articles this week, one about walking and one about running slow. And they both sang the virtues of that. They said you don't have to run fast. If you jog a little bit, at a slow rate, that is still a very positive thing for your mental health and your physical health. I know you want us to build up our muscle mass and do some weightlifting, but this didn't say you shouldn't do that, but it sure said that you don't have to run a marathon, and you don't have to be really fast when you do it.
Yeah, you know, I love that advice. I mean, really and truly, anything is better than nothing. You know, whether it is 10 minutes or five, I mean, anything counts is really the best rule of thumb when it comes to exercise. If you're really looking for like, okay, give me a goal, technically it's 150 to 300 minutes a week of things like you're talking about, like jog, it could be, walking, things like that, and 2 days or more a week of weightlifting. That's sort of like the target if you're really looking for goal setting. But otherwise, anything is better than nothing. Actually, you know what? So I did a reality show called My Diet is Better Than Yours. I won this reality show. And part of the situation that we were in is we got to train our contestant to run a half marathon. So this is, you know, like somebody who maybe is not even doing exercise. And you know what we did? We started with walking, lots and lots of walking, and man, it feels great. And then maybe when you're feeling a little bit better, you're like, oh, I'll jog, like you said, a little bit slow jog we threw in there. And over time, you just get more fit and you don't even know what happens. You know, it just all started with a good 10-minute walk.
You, though, said just a second ago, 300 minutes a week. Shut the front door. 300 minutes a week? That's,
yes.
That's 5 hours a week. That would be Monday through Friday, an hour of exercising, Dawn.
Well, and what you said is a great, it doesn't matter necessarily how fast you're going, doesn't matter how, you know, hard you're going. It's getting the 100, it could be 150 minutes, could be half an hour to an hour of moving around. I mean, one of the things that, you know, you can think about is like, even if you're at the gym exercising for an hour, well, most of us then sit for the other 23 hours, you know. So it doesn't even have to be all at once. It could be, you know, a 10-minute walk in the morning. It could be a 10-minute walk in the afternoon. It could be a walk after dinner.
Yeah.
And so, it all adds up. It really is, though, intimidating for many people. So I think the best advice is anything counts. Anything is better than nothing.
People like your recipes, and you forwarded to us two of them, and I don't think I'm going to like either of them, Dawn.
Well, I got to tell you, I was pretty shocked on this first one. So let me explain. It is two-ingredient fudge, and the ingredients may surprise you. The ingredients are dark chocolate, and the second ingredient is sweet potato. I got to tell you, I was eating a sweet potato and I was thinking, man, you know, this is so creamy. This is so delicious. It's naturally pretty sweet. What would happen if I took this baked sweet potato and I put it in my food processor with some melted dark chocolate? And so I did that. I pureed it. And it was so incredibly creamy. It was so incredibly fudgy and chocolatey. So then I put them in these little like fudge bites and I put them in the fridge, and they hit the spot. I'm telling you, they hit the spot when you're looking for that little sweet bite, like after lunch, after dinner. They are so great to have around. And I got to tell you, it's just two ingredients. So that makes it, extra easy. And of course, sweet potatoes are considered a superfood. You know, they have fiber, they have vitamin A, they have vitamin C, they have electrolytes. So it's, also a treat you can feel good about.
Is dark chocolate considered a good thing to eat?
Yeah, dark chocolate is also in that kind of superfood family. And, superfood, it's controversial. Some people don't like the term, but I really do. It's some foods have more health benefits than others, and dark chocolate actually is one of those foods.
Okay, but here's my question for you. Like, if I got nothing to do today, I could eat a piece of dark chocolate or not eat a piece of dark chocolate. Would I be better off having eaten it or better off not having eaten it?
It depends. If it is you're eating it instead of eating something that is sugary and more dessert like, so you instead of eating a croissant.
No, I get that. I get
Danish.
That. No. Yeah. But I'm not asking that. I'm just saying, in and of itself, is it a net positive or net negative? It's probably a net negative.
Positive.
Net positive.
No, I'm going to go net positive. I'm going to say you're better off eating it than not eating it, especially. Like, there is a smoothie we talked about maybe a month or so ago called the Life Smoothie, that when people drink it, 7 days after drinking it every single day, they have less inflammation in their body. And one of the ingredients in this Life Smoothie is cocoa powder, which is really dark chocolate without any sweetener in it. So absolutely, it is a net positive, especially if you're getting the dark chocolate, which has less room for added sugar.
Mm.
So why chocolate in general is not like a slam dunk, and I constantly am saying the word dark chocolate, that's because a lot of times the milk chocolate that we are used to, grew up on, that has a lot more sugar in it because it has a lot less of the actual cocoa bean, which is what we're looking for. That's the health benefit.
Mm.
So the dark chocolate gives you more cocoa bean and less sugar.
Can you ask Don Jackson Blattner? I'm interested in intermittent fasting for weight loss. If you stop doing it, do you put all the weight back on?
No. Intermittent fasting for weight loss is one of those things where they've looked at it long term compared to a regular person just trying to reduce their calories. And there's really no special nature of intermittent fasting compared to like a regular style trying to cut some calories out. So they both end up in a year about the same place for people. But people really have been drawn to this intermittent fasting, which is not eating for a window of anywhere from 12 to 16 hours, and then eating the other window, not exaggeratively, but balanced and healthfully. And people do like it more. It seems to be less overwhelming in terms of rules. But the question very clearly was, if I stop doing it, will I gain weight? And that is likely to be true. And the reason why is because why people lose weight with intermittent fasting is not magic. It really is that they're having less hours in the day where they're snacking or eating. And so if you put those hours back and you start eating and snacking in those hours you weren't, you are likely to be eating
would it be safe to say that if the intermittent fasting gets you there and then you stop intermittent fasting, that is, you will eat all day long, but you don't increase your calorie intake during the day, then would you maintain the weight that you had lost?
Yes, you would maintain the weight you lost if the calories remain the same. However, it is very likely that people would not maintain the same calories, that a little 100 calories might come in that extra hour or two, and that's enough to shift the balance. So
yeah.
Usually the rule of thumb is whatever you did to lose weight is what you have to enjoy, because you're going to need to do that from here on out.
Mm-hmm.
That's why drastic diets don't work, because people can't stick with them very long term. So whatever you do to lose weight is what you really have to keep doing to maintain it.
I think you will agree with me on this, though, that if you snack at work, that doesn't count because it's at work. And also, if you eat half a candy bar and then later on eat the other half of the candy bar, you have not eaten a candy bar. You've just had a couple of half of a candy bars.
Oh, you have literally just hit on the head the biggest issue that we all have is this idea of grazing and snacking and small things don't count. And why most of the clients that I see, actually, that's a lot of what we do.
I space it out, Dawn.
Stop grazing.
I think, well, this will just work its way through real quick before any damage is done.
Yeah, I know. I wish that was true. I do wish that was true. But it really is an American phenomenon of feeling like little things don't count. Snacks don't matter. If I do this fast, you know, my body won't know. And it's like the more mindful we can be and the more meal, I call it the meal mindset, more of the meal mindset that I've actually had my three meals, whether you call them breakfast, lunch, and dinner or not. But meals tend to be more balanced and they tend to be more of all the food groups.
What about this? Ask Dawn, what about dark chocolate covered coffee beans?
Yeah, dark chocolate, you get an A+. Coffee beans, actually, coffee gets a bad rap of being bad for you, but it actually is a superfood also, especially if you do it with moderation. So a lot of times why people feel like coffee gets a bad rap is because people are drinking it all morning long, all afternoon long, then into the evening, and then it disrupts sleep. But if you have 16 to 24 ounces of coffee before usually 2 p.m., I got to tell you, that is actually very good. People have associated it with better brain health, better blood sugar control, even better cholesterol level. As long as, let me just preface, as long as the coffee is not loaded with other sugary things, such as froths and like syrups and things like that. But yeah, so a dark chocolate covered coffee bean done in the morning so that doesn't interrupt your sleep is A-okay. It's actually considered a superfood.
Dawn Jackson Blattner is the author, registered dietitian, and winner of a reality diet show. What was that called again, Dawn?
My diet is better than yours.
How did I not see that? Was that like on Lifetime? What network was that on? The Food Channel?
It was on ABC. ABC,
really?
A big primetime show. Yes, and when I signed the contract, actually, it was called Diet Wars, which I thought was, like, such a great name. But then when it came, actually aired, it was, my diet is better than yours.
Wow, ABC. Well, this isn't real important, Dawn. It's just kind of an aside. But did you make some money on that? Was that a good thing?
Oh, you know what? I did not, because I hired a lawyer to read the contract, and all of my money went to the lawyer, basically. But you know what I did do? I found out that I was really brave. Because signing a contract where you're going to be on national TV, you know, not really knowing what you're getting into, was pretty scary. So anyway, I felt like, you know what my payment was, that I became very brave.
We were watching some reality TV last night, and my son and wife were losing their mind on Survivor. I don't know if you watch Survivor. You would be a good one to advise the people on Survivor. Because they're living on limited calories, they need to figure out maximum strength and stamina, all those sorts of things, you know?
It's tricky. I mean, but don't they have to eat crickets and things like that, too? I don't know.
Not so much anymore. But what happens sometimes is they reward them with food. So they say, you won the challenge. And then, you know, they put out a spread from Burger King and they all throw up. And because they had been living on, you know, crickets and mangoes for a few weeks, at least that's what used to happen. What is your new recipe here, Dawn? So two ingredient recipes. You told us how to make sweet potato fudge. It actually sounded good the way you talked about it. What's your next one?
Yeah, sweet potato fudge, just to be clear, is actually very creamy and chocolatey, just like real fudge. And my husband, he's a taste tester and he's honest. He said, this is magnificent, is what he said. So anyway, I thought that was wild. I don't know if I've ever even had that come out of his mouth for anything that I've made. But anyway, so two ingredients, sweet potato fudge. The other is sort of a breakfast solution, okay? And so a lot of times I see clients and they do a pretty good job at lunch, they do a pretty good job at dinner, but their breakfast kind of stinks and it's like grab-and-go scones and stuff. So kale and cheddar egg bites is this recipe that I made for a bunch of my clients, because I got to tell you, if you make it ahead, first of all, it's very easy. If you make it ahead, though, you can have these little egg bites in your fridge, warm up a couple with a piece of toast and a piece of fruit, and be on your way. You don't have anything but 30 seconds. These are great to have around. And so all you do is I just saute some kale And then I whisk eggs and I put that into a muffin tin. Put a little bit of shredded cheddar cheese on there. So it's kale and cheddar egg bites. And then all it takes is 18 to 20 minutes of baking in the oven. And then I keep them in the fridge for the week. And you can actually freeze them too. But I've never had the opportunity to freeze them because I eat them right out of the fridge and they're gone. So nonetheless, I think it's a great thing if you're struggling with getting enough protein in the morning. Two of these is 16 grams of protein, which isn't quite as much as maybe the 20 to 40 grams you need, but it's much better than what many people do when they're just grabbing carbs out the door.
You know what I think is a challenge for a lot of us is that of the three meals we eat or two, whatever, I think we all know we'd be better off if we had a better breakfast and less food in the evening. But it's just so hard to get up in the morning, get showered, get ready for work, and then sit down and have a sensible breakfast, you know, with fruit and vegetables and grains and all that. And you think, I'm wasting time here. I got to go. And then when you get home, you relax and then you eat a lot of food and then you go to bed. If I could do anything to reverse that life process, I would.
Yep, I couldn't agree with you more. A lot of times people come to me and say, you know what, I would be losing weight. I'd feel so much better if I could just cut back on what I eat at night. Night is really killing me.
Yeah.
And I say, well, your night problems start in the morning. Your night problems are starting in the morning. And it's exactly what you say, trying to eat breakfast, you know, a couple of these in the microwave for 30 seconds, a piece of toast, and grab a piece of fruit, and then you can be having vegetables and fruits and whole grains and protein without much effort. And so these have really been key for, sort of like a breakfast solution.
Okay, here's some questions. Give us your short answers. You ready? Are sweet potato chips better than regular potato chips?
I mean, ever so slightly. Because
okay.
Sweet potatoes do have more vitamin A in them, which is an antioxidant, is good for you. But I mean, a chip is a chip. Be careful, because anytime you think something is healthy that's like a chip, you're going to eat more of them on accident. So it has a slight advantage, but still beware.
Is guacamole good for you?
Yes. Guacamole is a superfood, health food. Avocados are one of the highest fiber foods you can have. And there's lots of studies about avocado and the good fats protecting our hearts and our brain.
Chefs tell you to wash your rice and it will take the starch out. Will this lower the carbs or the calories?
No, it does not lower the carbs or the calories. But I will tell you, there is a really very cool scientific principle about cooking, whether it's rice or pasta. If you cook it and then you cool it and then you cook it again, it actually is a little bit easier on your blood sugar levels. It increases something called resistant starch in our grains. So technically, you could cook it, cool it, and then cook it again, and it would be a little bit easier on your blood sugar.
Then,
I mean, still not perfect, but a little bit.
That's for rice. Cook it, cool it, and then put it in the pot with a little water and heat it up again?
Yes, and pasta does the same thing.
Pasta,
it,
too.
It increases something called resistant starch in there, which makes it a little easier on your blood sugar.
What was the low-sugar smoothie Don was talking about? Where can I find the recipe? Well, I'll give you the recipe. Get some sweet potatoes, put them in a blender, put some dark chocolate in there, hit that button, and then refrigerate it. You're done. Am I right, Don?
That's absolutely perfect. That's for the two ingredients, sweet potato fudge, and for that life smoothie I sort of mentioned. Actually, on my website, if you just write life, L-I-F-E, smoothie, it pops up. I didn't make it up. It's actually a research-based smoothie that if you drink it for 7 days actually lowered the participants in the studies inflammation in their body.
Hey John, please ask Don what the ratio is for the sweet potato and dark fudge. That sounds good.
Oh yeah, okay, so it was one medium, mine was kind of like a medium large sweet potato. What you want is 1 cup of mashed sweet potato and 1 cup of dark chocolate chip. So 1 cup to 1 cup.
What about weight loss gummies, Dawn? What do you think of those?
Man, I wish they were working. I mean, I wish there was a magic bullet that was just like a gummy bear. But I'll tell you, no. At the end of the day, it really is about how much food we eat, the quality of food we eat, and exercise. And in order to do that, I mean, we have to sleep. We have to eat high fiber, high protein foods to fill us up. We have to drink a lot of water. I mean, at the end of the day, I wish it was as easy as a gummy.
Don Jackson Blattner's website is donjacksonblattner.com. You can also find her on Instagram, DJ Blattner. And I hope you can talk to us next Thursday, Dawn.
Oh, love it. It's my favorite time of the week. Thanks for having me.
It's 11:57. She does that between 11:30 and 11:57 on Thursdays.